Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. We're turning in our Bible to the book of John, chapter number 14, and we're continuing our study on dealing with anxiety, stress, fear, worry. These problems that we encounter so often in our lives. We looked over in the book of Philippians chapter number 4, and we saw that in order to overcome worry and fear, anxiety and stress, there must be a consciousness of God's presence, there must be a commitment to God's plan, and there must be a communing with God in prayer. When these three things take place, then there will be the conquering of God's peace in our life. And then we started looking on yesterday at John chapter number 14. And I said to you, this chapter is the sure cure for a troubled heart. In chapter 13, if I may use the expression, our Lord drops three bombshells into the life of the apostles. He tells them, first of all, that one of them will be dishonest and betray him. He tells them, second, that one of them will deny him. And then thirdly, he tells them of his departure. He is going to leave them and go to some place that where he is, they cannot come now. And as the disciples are dealing with these three statements, our Lord said to them, let not your heart be troubled, as if to say, there is something greater than the problems. And so it begins to point out these truths in chapter number 14, the sure cure for a troubled heart. Notice in verse number 1, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And I said to you on yesterday from that verse, we learned that in the time of our trouble, there is still a person that is sovereign. Now, someone might not understand what I mean by that word, but I simply mean he's in charge. He is in control. He is Lord of all. He does not bow to circumstances and situations, but they bow to him. He does not have to weather the storm. He simply speaks the word, peace be still, and the winds and waves obey his voice. He is in control. He's in control of your situation. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what you're confronted with. And he is in control. It may be out of your control, but it's not out of his control. He is too wise to make a mistake. He loves you too much to do you wrong. And he will not allow the devil to put anything over on you that will destroy you. So in your moment, right now, as you face the problems you face, stop and remember, there's a person that is sovereign. God is in control. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, you believe in God, believe also in me. And then I want you to notice, second, is a sure cure for a troubled heart. And I'm skipping down to verse number 6. He said to them, not only there is a person that is sovereign, but there is a path that is simple. Notice, if you will, in verse number 6, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. What are you saying, preacher? In these moments of troubled hearts, our Lord reminds us that we have access to God through him. You see, when he said, let not your heart be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me, that deals with fear. And fear is one of the root problems of our anxieties, our worry, our stress. So he deals with that fear by saying, you believe in God, believe also in me. And then here is access. We're not alone. We're not shut out. There is a way to God. For the saint, the way to God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I remind you, the Word of God teaches us that he ever liveth to make intercession for you. He never leaves the right hand of the Father to go on vacation. He never sleeps or slumbers. He's never off the job. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father right this moment for you to have access to God through him. So in a time of anxiety and worry and stress, what a blessing to know that there is someone who is greater than our fear that we can come to. And then to know that we have access, we can come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And you notice verse number 6 tells us, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to God the Father except by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. May I say that is true for the sinner? That is true for the saint. If you're not saved, you will never get to God without coming through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the door. If by him you enter in, you can be saved. If you bypass him, then you will die in your sin and go to hell. But then as a child of God, you do not have access to God any other way except through the mediatorial offices, the priesthood ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, who sits today at the right hand of the Father on high. So if you are lonely, if you're full of anxieties and fears and worry, if stress is possessing you, then my friend, there is a person that is in charge, and there is an access that you have that you can come to him. You do not have to bear this by yourself. You can bring it to Christ, and he's able to do something about it, and you have an open invitation to come to him with your problem. Then I want you to notice a third thing that a person needs as they are possessed with a troubled heart, anxiety, fear, worry, and stress, and that is communication. You need somebody that you can talk to who will understand your problems. That brings me down to verse number 13 and verse number 14. And here we see not only a person that is sovereign, a path that is straight, and then we see a prayer that is simple. The Bible said in verse number 13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. So we see that to overcome our fear, our worry, our anxiety, our stress, we must recognize there is a person that's sovereign. He's in control. There is none above him, and we do not need to go to any other. There is a path that is secure. We can only come to God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. And then there's a prayer that is simple. And again, I go back to Philippians 4:6, where the Bible said, let your request be made known unto God. One of the great needs of a person who is battling with stress and anxiety and worry and fear is communication. And God knew this. And so God opened up the channel of communication. You say, oh, I wish I had someone that I could talk to. May I say to you, you do. You can talk to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, I wish I had someone who understands my problem. You do. God does through the mediatorial offices of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice in verse number 13 and 14, I want you to notice the scope of our praying. Jesus said, and whatsoever. Boy, that is broad. That is limitless. There is not anything that you are confronted with that is off basis for you to pray about. I do not care what it is, what it involves, whether it is physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, morally, socially, domestically, financially, whatever area of life it might be, it's not off limits to pray about. Whatsoever you have, you can pray about that. The Bible said to be careful for nothing, but in everything. Friend, I'm telling you, we have a path that is secure. We can come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. But when we get there, there's a praying that is simple. Whatsoever. Notice again, not only the word whatsoever, but notice the secret of our praying. He said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name. That's why we close our prayer in Jesus' name. That is the only name that God recognizes as the medium of our praying. And that is the name before whom every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And then you have the surety of the prayer being answered. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He said, I will answer your prayer. But listen to me, dear friend. I understand a troubled heart. I may not understand all of your situation because maybe I've never been there. I've never been confronted with what you're being confronted with right now. But I want to remind you again all the preciousness of this verse. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 15, for we have not a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He has faced what you're being faced with today, and you can come to Him. He is a person that is sovereign. He does not have to ask anyone. He is not limited by space, knowledge, power, wisdom, or ability. No, He has all. He knows all. He is able, and He's willing to help you. There's a simple way to approach Him. It's to come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when we come into His presence, there is a prayer that is simple. It's sweeping. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So let me just summarize today by saying to you, dear friend, I understand problems are real, and I know heartaches are painful and hurting, but I want to tell you, friend, Jesus said there's a sure cure for your troubled heart. There's a person that is sovereign. There's a pathway that is straight to the Father. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's a praying that is simple and sweeping. You can pray about anything and everything, and you can make your request known unto God. Could I just say to you, tell it to Jesus alone. Go to Him right now in prayer. Father, honor your word. Help your people, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.